a simple thing to say.
Turn him into stone. If she can stand on her 2 feet and look him in the face, it'll be the most she can do, and more than I expect of her.
Don't you worry about Aslan. He'll put all to right. As it says in the old rhyme in these parts, wrong will be right when Aslan comes in sight. At the sound of his roar, sorrows will be no more. When he bares his teeth, winter meets its death. And when he shakes his mane, we shall have spring again. You'll understand when you see him.
But shall we see him?
Why, daughter of Eve, that's what I brought you here for.
Oh,
I'm to lead you to where you shall meet him.
Is he a man?
Aslan a man? Certainly not. I tell you, he is a king of Narnia and the son of the great emperor beyond the sea. Aslan is a lion.
The lion.
The great lion.
I shall feel rather nervous about meeting a lion.
Oh, that you will, dearie. No mistake. If there is anyone who can appear before Aslan without their knees knocking, well, they're either braver than most or else just silly.
Then he isn't safe.
Safe? Don't you hear what Mrs. Beaver tells you? Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe. But he's good. He's the king, I tell you.
I'm longing to see him, even if I do feel frightened when it comes to the point.
That's right! And so you shall. Word has been sent that you are to meet him tomorrow, if you can, at the stone table.
Where's that?
Oh, it's down the river a good step from here. But I'll take you to it.
But meanwhile, what about poor Mr. Tumnus?
The quickest way you can help him is by going to meet Aslan once he's with us. Then we can begin doing things. Not that we don't need you, too. For that's another of the old rhymes. When Adam's flesh and Adam's bone sits at Caer Paravel in throne, the evil time will be over and done.
Mrs. Beaver's right. And things must be drawing near their end. Now he's come, and you've come. We've heard of Aslan coming into these parts before. Long ago, nobody can say when. But there's never been any of your race here. Not since the beginning.
Isn't the witch human?
She'd like us to believe it. And it's on that she bases her claim to be queen. But she hasn't got a drop of real human blood in her.
That's why she's bad all through, Mr. Beaver.
True enough, Mrs. Beaver. There may be 2 views about humans, meaning no offense to the present company. But there's no 2 views about things that look like humans and aren't.
I've known good dwarves.
Yeah, so have I. Now you come to speak of it, but precious few. And they were the ones that were least like men. But in general, take my advice. When you meet anything that's going to be human and isn't yet, or used to be human once and isn't now, or ought to be human and isn't, you keep your eyes on it and you feel for your hatchet.
Right, that's why the witch is always on the lookout for any humans in Narnia.
She's been watching for you this many a year. And if she knew that there were 4 of you, she'd be more dangerous still.
What's that got to do with it?
Because of another prophecy. Down at Caer Paravel, that's the castle on the sea coast, down at the mouth of this river, which ought to be the capital of the whole country, if all was as it should be. Anyway, down at Caer Paravel, there are 4 thrones.
And it's a saying in Narnia, time out of mind, that when 2 sons of Adam and 2 daughters of Eve sit in those 4 thrones, then it will be the end not only of the White Witch's reign, but of her life.
And that's why we had to be so cautious as we came along. For if she knew about you 4, your lives wouldn't be worth a shake of my whiskers.
I say, where's Edmund?
Who saw him last?
How long has he been missing?
Is he outside?
Oh, no.
Let's take a look. He can't have gone far.
Yes.
Oh, dear, and it's snowing heavy now.
Edmund! Edmund! Edmund!
Come come back inside, my dears, while we think about what's to be done.
What on earth are we to do, Mr. Beaver?
Do? We must be off at once. We haven't a moment to spare. Fetch the snow boots, Mrs. Beaver.
And we'll need some food.
We'd better divide into 4 search parties and all go in different directions.
Search parties, son of Adam? What for?
To look for Edmund, of course.
Oh. There's no point in looking for him.
What do you mean?
He can't be far away yet.
The reason there's no use looking is that we already know where he's gone.
Yes. But where?
Don't you understand? He's gone to her. To the White Witch. He has betrayed us all.
Oh, I'm so cold and tired and wet. Goodness knows how many logs I've tripped over and snowdrifts I've fallen in. I can't believe what they say about the Queen. After all, the people saying nasty things about her are her enemies, and probably half of it isn't true. She was nice enough to me anyway. Much nicer than they are. I expect she is the rightful Queen, really. Anyway, she'll be better than that awful Aslan. Oh, I wish I could be sure I'm heading in the right direction.
Well, the fact is, Edmund's still our brother, whatever he's done, and we must go and look for him.
Go to the witch's house. Oh, don't you see, my dears? Your only chance of saving either him or yourselves is to keep away from her.
How do you mean?
All she wants is to get all 4 of you. She's thinking all the time of those 4 empty thrones at Caer Parvati. Once all 4 of you were inside her house, her job would be done. She'd turn you into stone, and there'd be 4 new statues in her collection. But she'll keep Edmund alive as long as he's the only one she's got, because she'll want to use him as bait to catch the rest of you with.
See, can anyone help us at all?
Only Aslan.
That's right.
We must go and meet him. That's our only chance now.
No, what's important is, when did Edmund slip away,
when?
Hey? How much he can tell her depends on how much he heard.
Right.
Now, I mean, had we started talking of Aslan before he left?
Yes. Don't you remember? He asked if the witch could turn Aslan into stone.
You're right, Lou, he did. Just the sort of thing he would say, too.
Worse and worse. Oh. He probably was still here when I told you that we were to meet Aslan at the stone table.
When Edmund tells her that we're all here, she'll set out to catch us this very night.
You're right, Mrs. Beaver. We must all get away from here. There's not a moment to lose.
When I'm King of Narnia, the first thing I'm going to do is make some decent roads. The way to the Queen's house looked quite easy in daylight. But now it's dark, and with all this snow, it's so difficult to know if I'm heading the right way.
Are we all ready?
One moment, Mr. Beaver. Hmm? Just reach down that hand for me, will you, please? Right. Now, here's a packet of tea, sugar, matches. Oh, if one of you girls would kindly fetch me 2 or 3 loaves from the bread bin.
What are you doing, Mrs. Beaver?
I'm packing a load for each of us, dearie. You didn't think we'd set out on a journey with nothing to eat, did you?
But we haven't time. She may be here any minute.
That's what I say.
Get along with you all. Think it over, Mr. Beaver. She can't possibly be here for ages yet.
But don't we want as big a start as we can get if we're to reach the stone table before her?
Peter's right. As soon as she looks in here and finds we're gone, she'll be off at top speed.
We can get there before her, but we can keep undercover and go by ways she won't expect and perhaps get through.
That's true enough, Mrs. Beaver, but it's time we were out of here.
And don't you start fussing either, Mr. Beaver. Here we are. That's better. There's 5 loads. Here we are. 1 for each of you. The smallest. What the smallest of us. That's you, Lucy.
Oh, do please come on.
Well, I'm ready now. I suppose the sewing machine's too heavy.
Yes, it is. It's a great deal too heavy.
It is just like, I can't stand the thought of that witch fiddling with it.
Oh, please, Mrs. Beaver, please, please do hurry.
Right. Well, let's go then, shall we? Oh, make sure you lock the door after us, Mr. Beaver.
Oh, right,
that will at least delay her a bit.
Thank goodness the moon's come out. It's as bright as day now. Only I wish there weren't quite so many shadows everywhere. It looks like the valley's opening out. I suppose I should have gone straight to the Queen when we got into Narnia, instead of going to the beavers with the others. At last! There are the two hills! And that must be the Queen's house!
The house was really a small castle. It seemed to be all towers. Little towers with long pointed spires on them, sharp as needles. And they shone in the moonlight, and their shadows looked strange on the snow. Edmund began to be afraid of the house.
Well, there's the gates, and they're open. But what are all those strange shapes and shadows? There's a lion there, and he's waiting to pounce. It doesn't seem to have seen me. It isn't looking at me. It's that dwarf it's going to jump on. When it springs, that will be my chance to escape. Why doesn't it do something? It hasn't moved. Of course, it's not a real lion at all. It's a stone one. How stupid of me. I can see now its back is covered with snow. It's just a statue. Yes, cold stone. Fancy being frightened of a statue. I bet this is the great lion Aslan that they were all talking about. Well, that's the end of all their fine ideas about him. Nothing but an old lump of stone. Who's afraid of Aslan? Who's afraid of Aslan? I know just the thing for him. Yes, I knew I had a pencil in here somewhere. Now then. Let's give him a moustache. And a pair of glasses. Now you can see me better, Aslan. I'm going to be king of Narnia, not you. Now I must find the Queen. Hello. There's one of those fawn creatures. I wonder if that's Lucy's precious friend, Mr. Tumnus.
As he crossed the courtyard, he saw that there were dozens of statues. There were stone wolves and bears and foxes. There were lovely stone shapes that looked like women, but who were really the spirits of trees. There was the great shape of a centaur, half man and half horse, and a long dragon-like creature, and a great horse with wings. And right at the very middle stood a huge man, as tall as a tree, with a fierce face and a shaggy beard and a great club in its right hand. They all looked so strange, standing there perfectly lifelike, but perfectly still, in the bright, cold moonlight.
There's a doorway over there. That must be the way in. There's another statue on the top of the steps. A stone wolf lying there, as if it were on guard. It's all right. It's only made of stone. It can't hurt me.
Who's there? Stand still, stranger, and tell me who you are.
My name's Edmund. I'm the son of Adam that Her Majesty met in the woods the other day. And I've come to bring her the news that my brother and sisters and are now in Narnia. She wanted to see them.
Very well. Come in. Come in, fortunate favourite of the Queen, or else not so fortunate.
I've come, Your Majesty.
How dare you?
Your Majesty?
How dare you come alone? Did I not tell you to bring the others with you?
Please, Your Majesty, I've done the best I can. I've brought them quite close. They're in a little house on top of the dam, just up the river with Mr. and Mrs. Beaver.
Is this all your news?
No, Your Majesty. According to Mr. Beaver, Aslan's in Narnia.
What? Aslan? Is this true? If I find you've lied to me, boy...
Honestly, Your Majesty, I'm only repeating what I heard.
Your Majesty?
Make ready the sledge. We leave at once. and use the harness without bells.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Please, Your Majesty, could I have some Turkish delight? You said...
Silence! And yet it will not do to have the brat fainting on the way. Here, you want something to eat? Turkish delight for the little prince.
That's dry bread. I don't want that.
Very well. But you may be glad enough of it before you taste bread again.
But what about your promises?
And what about your promise to bring your brother and sisters to me?
I told you where they are. But I'm the one who's going to be prince, aren't I?
Ha 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 ha! You little fool! Come, follow me!
All is ready, Your Majesty.
Very good. Put the human creature in the sledge.
Your Majesty, come along, boy.
But wait a minute, you can't!
Do as you are told, or it will be the worse for you. Morgrim!
Majesty.
Take the swiftest of your wolves and go at once to the house of the beavers and kill whatever you find there.
What if they are gone, Majesty?
Then make all speed to the stone table, for that is where they are headed. But do not be seen. Wait for me there in hiding. I must go many miles to the west before I find a place where I can drive across the river.
And if we should overtake them on the way to the stone table?
You will know what to do if you find them.
I hear and obey, O Queen.
I have done now all that I can do. It is time to be gone.
All right, everyone. This is where we rest. In here. Mind your heads. This place wasn't made for humans.
Where are we, Mr. Beaver?
This is an old hiding place used by beavers in bad times. And a great secret. It's not much of a place, but we all need some sleep.
Well, if you hadn't all been in such a fuss when we were starting, I'd have brought some pillows.
Yes, we'd have had to carry them.
Well, I could just sleep about anywhere.
Anything is better than struggling through that snow.
Well, it's certainly good to be out of the wind. We're so warm up.
But we are safe from the witch here, aren't we?
Oh, of course we are, my dears. This is one place she'll never find. Now, something to eat and drink, and then let's all get some rest.
This is the place. Smell them out.
They're not here, Captain. Why, they
We have missed them.
Do we follow them, Captain?
No. This new fallen snow has covered any tracks they may have left. Come away to the stone table.
Can't you go any faster, idiot?
We're going as fast as we can.
Then use your whip.
Where are we going?
Be silent. Faster. Faster.
Wake up. Wake up.
What's going on?
Listen.
I can't hear anything.
Shh. Listen.
I hear it. So do I.
It sounds like bells.
Harness bells. It's a sledge.
The witch.
I must take a look.
Mr. Beaver, no. She'll catch you.
Oh, she'll have a job.
But isn't it safe to stay in here?
We need to know which way she's going. Now, keep quiet, all of you.
He's been saying she caught him.
Now what do we do?
It's all right. Come out, Mrs. Beaver. Come out, son and daughters of Adam. It's all right. It isn't her.
Let's go and see, my dears.
This is a really nasty nut for the witch. It looks as if her power is already crumbling.
What do you mean, Mr. Beaver?
Didn't I tell you she'd always made it winter and never Christmas? Didn't I tell you? Well, just come up here and see.
It was a sledge, and it was reindeer with bells on their harness, but they were far bigger than the witch's reindeer, and they were not white, but brown. And on the sledge sat a huge man with a bright red robe and a great white beard that fell like a foamy waterfall over his chest. They all knew at once who he was.
Father Christmas!
Yes, I have come at last. She has kept me out for a long time, but I have got in at last. Aslan is on the move. The witch's magic is weakening. And now, for your presents, Mrs. Beaver.
Yes, sir?
I've a brand new sewing machine for you.
Oh, is that marvelous? Oh, thank you, sir.
I will drop it in at your house as I pass.
Oh, if you please, sir, it's all locked up.
Locks and bolts make no difference to me. And as for you, Mr. Beaver, when you get home, you will find your dam finished and mended and all the leaks stopped and a new sluice gate fitted.
Well, I never...
Now then, Peter, Adam's son.
Here, sir.
These are your presents. And they are tools, not toys.
A sword and shield.
The time to use them is not far off. Bear them well. The shield carries the sign of the lion, to remind you that if you have to fight, it will be Aslan you are fighting for.
Yes, sir. I'll do my best.
I'm sure you will. Susan, Eve's daughter, these are for you.
Thank you.
The bow and arrows you must use only in great need, for I do not mean you to fight in the battle. But if you do use it, you will find the bow does not easily miss. And when you put this horn to your lips and blow it, then wherever you are, I think help of some kind will come to you. And last, but not least, Lucy, Eve's daughter.
Yes, Father Christmas?
In this bottle, which is cut from a diamond, there is a drink made of the juice of one of the fire flowers that grow in the mountains of the sun. And if you or any of your friends is hurt, a few drops of this will make them better. And this dagger is to defend yourself if you are in danger, for you also are not to be in the battle.
Why, sir? I think. I don't know. But I think I could be brave enough.
I'm sure you could. And that shows great courage. But it is not Aslan's wish that you and your sister should fight. And now, here is something for all of you.
Oh, my heart!
How did he do that? It was complete with teapot, milk jug, sugar bowl and all.
Thank you, sir. That's very kind of you, I'm sure.
Hey, up!
Oh, what a nice, good-hearted soul.
He wasn't a bit like the fat and jolly pictures of Father Christmas in our world.
Yes, he's the kind of Father Christmas you could actually believe in.
Let's have a look at that sword of yours then, Peter.
See? The hilt is made of gold.
Oh, very handsome.
Now then. Don't stand there talking till the tea's got cold. Here, girls, isn't it just like men? Come and help carry the tray down, and we'll have breakfast. Oh, wasn't it a good job, I thought, of bringing the bread knife?
Faster! Faster!
The Queen really is a witch, and she's not going to make me a king. It was all a trick. I see that now. I do wish I could find the others, even Peter. But perhaps something awful has happened to them already.
Stop muttering, fool! Well, well, what have we here? Stop!
A little way off at the foot of a tree sat a group of creatures having a party. There was a squirrel and his family, two fawns, a dwarf and a fox, all drinking wine and eating Christmas pudding.
What is the meaning of this? Where did you get these things?
Please, Your Majesty, we were given them.
Who gave them to you? Answer me, Fox.
Father Christmas?
What? He's not been here. He cannot have been here. How dare you? But no. Say you have been lying, and even now you shall be forgiven.
Your Majesty...
He has! How dare he? How dare you? I hope you have enjoyed your party, because soon you will be enjoying it forever, when I have turned you all into statues of stone.
Oh, don't, please don't.
Silence! That settled them. And as for you, you little wretch, take that! Let that teach you to ask favors for spies and traitors. Drive on!
On they raced, but something was happening. The snow that splashed up seemed wetter than before, and at the same time it grew less cold. It was also becoming foggy. Every minute the sledge grew slower, and then began to jerk, skid, and jolt along, and then suddenly it stuck fast and wouldn't move.
What's happening? What's that sound?
It sounds like a stream.
Nonsense. All the streams are frozen. Well, don't sit staring, fool. Get out and help the dwarf. Come on, hurry up.
It's no good, Your Majesty. We can't sledge in this. Everywhere's thawing and fast.
Then we must walk.
We'll never overtake them walking. Not with the start they've got.
Are you my counselor or my slave?
Oh.
Do as you are told.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Tie the hands of the human creature behind it and keep hold of the end of the rope.
Yes.
And take your whip, and, if need be, use it.
And so they began their walk, slipping and sliding in the slush and mud and wet grass.
Faster! Faster!
Every moment the patches of green grew bigger and the patches of snow grew smaller. Soon more and more trees shook off their covering of snow. And snowdrops and crocuses could be seen pushing their way up from the ground that only hours before had been frozen hard. Streams bubbled along, sparkling in the sunlight and reflecting the blue sky above.
Faster! Faster!
And then a bird sang, and soon there was chattering and chirruping everywhere, and the whole wood was ringing with bird songs. The fog had cleared and a light breeze scattered drops of moisture from the swaying branches and carried cool, delicious scents through the air. A bee buzzed across their path.
Faster! Faster!
Oh, Your Majesty, you know what this is? This is spring.
No!
Your window has been destroyed, I tell you. This is Aslan's doing.
If either of you mention that name again, you will die instantly.
Oh, forgive me, Your Majesty, but something is going very wrong.
Tell me, can we reach the stone table before them?
No, it's no use, oh Queen. They must almost be there by now.
Four thrones in Caer Paravel. What if only three of them were filled? Then the prophecy could not come true.
You mean kill the human?
Why not? Even if Aslan is in Narnia, he isn't here to stop me.
But the other three?
Aslan may not stop long. And then we would fall upon the three at Caer Paravel and do away with them.
Still, it might be better to keep this one for bargaining with.
What? And wait for him to be rescued? No, I think not.
Over there, a kingfisher, see?
So it is.
It's so beautiful.
I never thought I'd see another kingfisher in these parts.
I wish I understood what it all meant.
It's as if everywhere's gone from January to May in a few hours.
Yes. I reckon this is Aslan's doing. I mean, we know that it was the White Witch's spells that made it always winter here, so it stands to reason that this spring is somebody else's doing. And I say Aslan.
I wouldn't be surprised if Mr. Beaver wasn't right. After all, something's gone wrong, and badly wrong, with the witch's magic, and no mistake.
Come on, let's push on the last few miles to the top of the hill.
Look over there, the sea.
And there's the stone table.
It was a great grim slab of grey stone supported on four upright stones. And beside the table was a great pavilion with sides of yellow silk and cords of crimson and tent pegs of ivory. And high above it, a banner with a red lion fluttered in the breeze.
Look at all those creatures.
Oh, that they'll be here to meet with Aslan.
Who are those strange-looking women?
Those are the tree women and the well women. They are some of the oldest folk in Narnia.
Yes, and it's their music you can hear.
I've never seen so many different animals. There's an eagle and a unicorn and a horse with wings.
And leopards and dogs.
Oh, and a pelican, look. Oh.
What are those things that look like horses with men's bodies?
Why, they're centaurs. Mm-hmm. They're among the noblest of all Aslan's people.
And that must be him. Aslan, I mean.
Yes, Aslan.
Yes, daughter of Eve. That'll be Aslan, all right.
When they tried to look at Aslan's face, they just caught a glimpse of the golden mane and the great, royal, solemn, overwhelming eyes. And then they found they couldn't look at him and went all trembling.
Go on. You first, don't know. Sons of Adam and daughters of Eve before animals. Psst. Don't forget to draw your sword.
We have come, Aslan.
Welcome, Peter, son of Adam. Welcome, Susan and Lucy, daughters of Eve. Welcome, he beaver and she beaver. But where is the fourth? Well, will no one answer me?
He has tried to betray them and joined the White Witch, oh Aslan.
That was partly my fault, Aslan. I was angry with him, and I think that helped him go wrong.
We were all to blame in a way.
Please, Aslan, can anything be done to save Edmund?
All shall be done, but it may be harder than you think. Meanwhile, let the feast be prepared. Come, son of Adam, and I will show you a far-off sight of the castle where you are to be king.
With his sword still drawn, Peter went with the lion to the eastern edge of the hilltop. The sun was setting behind their backs, and the whole country below them lay in the evening light. Miles away was the sea, and just where the land of Narnia met the sea, at the mouth of the river was a castle, shining in the sunlight.
That, oh man, is Caer Paravel of the Four Thrones.
Aslan.
I show it to you because you are the firstborn, and you will be high king over all the rest. It is your sister's horn.
Susan!
Peter!
Get up into that tree, Susan!
Stand back, the rest of you! Let the prince win his spurs.
He's trying to climb the tree after her.
Hurry, Peter!
I'm coming, Susan. Hang on.
The wolf's seen him. The wolf's seen Peter.
So, son of Adam, you think you're a match for Morgrim, do you?
Oh, do be careful.
Look out, Beth. Look.
Hold your sword, Peter. Now.
Have you killed it yet?
Not yet.
Again! Strike again! Well done, son of Adam! Well done!
Oh, thank you, Peter, thank you.
He can't hurt you now.
Quick, quick! Centaurs, eagles! I see another wolf in the thickets. There, behind you. He's just darted away. After him, all of you. He will be going to his mistress. Now is your chance to find the witch and rescue the other son of Adam. Hurry! Come here, son of Adam.
Aslan.
You have forgotten to clean your sword. Wipe it clean upon the grass. Good. Now, hand it to me and kneel. Son of Adam, I knight you. Rise up. Sir Peter Wolfsbane.
If we are going to kill him, then we had better do it at once.
I would have liked to have done it on the stone table itself. That is the proper place. That is where it has always been done before.
It will be a long time now before the stone table can again be put to its proper use.
True. Well, I will begin.
I have seen them. They are all at the stone table with him. They have killed my Captain Morgrim. I was hidden in the thickets and saw it all. One of the sons of Adam killed him. Fly! Fly!
No! There will be no more flying. Go quickly. Summon all our people to meet me here as speedily as they can. Call out the giants and the werewolves and the spirits of those trees that are on our side. Call the ghouls and the bogles, the ogres and the minotaurs. Call the crows, the hags, the specters, and the people of the toadstools. We will fight! I still have my wand. Will not their ranks turn into stone even as they come on? Be off quickly! I have a little thing to finish here while you are away.
Yes, Majesty.
Now, we have no table. Let me see. We had better put it up against the trunk of a tree.
Get up.
What are you going to do to me?
Be silent.
I won't. Let me go.
Tie him fast.
It will be a pleasure.
What's that? What's that noise?
The knife, of course. She's sharpening the knife.
Is that our people already?
No! It's the enemy! Centaurs, eagles, fools, stags!
Knock the knife from her hand!
Turn the works! And the dwarf!
Oh,
untie the human!
Works.
Who's got her?
You mean she's escaped?
I was after the dwarf!
He's not here either!
Well, it wasn't my fault.
Here, what's that? Over there by the boulder.
It's only an oak stump.
Down's the human.
He's too amazing.
Let him lie down.
Give him some wine.
Here, drink this. Put it steady now.
Where am I?
You'll be all right in a minute.
After they'd gone, everything was perfectly still in the valley. If you'd been there, you would have seen the moonlight shining on an old tree stump and a fair-sized boulder. But if you'd watched long enough, you would have seen the stump walk across to the boulder, and the boulder sit up and begin talking to the stump.
The fools. They know nothing yet of my magic.
But Aslan, your majesty...
They have taken the boy. He was mine by right. Now Aslan will have to reckon with me.
This is the best breakfast I've ever eaten.
Good news for a good morning.
What's that, Mrs. Beaver?
Your brother's up. They found him.
When?
How?
What happened?
They brought him into camp late last night, and he's quite safe and sound.
Where is he, Mrs. Beaver?
He's with... Aslan, right now.
Oh, that's not a meeting I envy the lad.
No. Let's go and wait for him.
Here they come.
Here is your brother, and there is no need to talk to him about what is past.
Hello, Peter. Susan. Hello, Lou.
Hello, Edmund.
I'm glad you're all right.
It's good to see you. I'm sorry, everybody. I really am.
That's all right. It's over now. We're just pleased you're back, aren't we? Oh,
yes. Thanks. You did it, Aslan, just as you said you would.
I said all shall be done, but I also said it may be harder than you think. What is it, Leopard?
Sire, there is a messenger from the enemy who craves audience.
Let him approach.
Don't push me, Leopard. Those claws are sharp.
What is your message, son of Earth?
The Queen of Narnia and Empress of the Lone Islands desires safe conduct to come and speak with you on a matter which is as much to your advantage as to hers.
Queen of Narnia, indeed!
Peace, beavers! Tell your mistress, son of Earth, that I grant her safe conduct on condition that she leaves her wand behind her at that great oak.
I agree to your terms.
My leopards will escort you to see they are observed.
A few minutes later, the witch herself walked out onto the top of the hill and came straight across and stood before Aslan. The three children, who'd not seen her before, felt shudders running down their backs at the sight of her face, and there were low growls from all the animals. Though it was bright sunshine, everyone felt suddenly cold. The only two who seemed at their ease were Aslan and the witch. It was the oddest thing to see those two faces, the golden face and the dead white face, so close together.
She daren't look him in the eyes, you notice.
Mrs. Beaver.
You have a traitor here, Aslan.
Well, his offense was not against you.
Have you forgotten the deep magic?
Let us say I have forgotten it. Tell us of this deep magic.
Tell you? Tell you what is written on that very table of stone which stands before us? You at least know the magic which the Emperor put into Narnia at the very beginning. You know that every traitor belongs to me as my lawful prey, and that for every treachery I have a right to kill.
Oh, so that's how you came to imagine yourself a queen, because you were the Emperor's hangman. I see.
Peace, Beaver.
And so that human creature is mine. His life is forfeit to me. His blood is my property. He knows that unless I have blood, as the law says, all Narnia will be overturned and perish in fire and water.
It is very true. I do not deny it.
Oh, Aslan, can't we do something about the deep magic? Isn't there something you can work against it?
Work against the Emperor's magic?
I only meant...
Hush, child.
Fall back, all of you. And I will talk with the witch alone.
They all obeyed. It was a terrible time, this. Waiting and wondering while the lion and the witch talked earnestly together in low voices.
You can all come back now. I have settled the matter. She has renounced the claim on your brother's blood.
But how do I know this promise will be kept? Very well. Till the appointed time.
We must move from this place at once. It will be wanted for other purposes. We shall encamp tonight at the fords of Beruna.
I wonder how he settled matters with her.
After hearing that roar, Mrs. Beaver, I'm not going to be the one to ask.
After a meal, which was taken in the open air, they all set off in a northeasterly direction, walking at an easy pace, for they hadn't far to go.
Peter, son of Adam, walk with me, and listen well to what I have to say to you.
I will, Aslan.
As soon as she has finished her business in these parts, the witch and her crew will almost certainly fall back to her house and prepare for a siege. You may or may not be able to cut her off and prevent her from reaching it. This means that you must have two plans for battle. One for fighting the witch and her people in the wood, and the other for assaulting her castle. The people of Narnia who do not serve the witch will fight loyally for you, but you must use their individual skills wisely. If you're in the open, the centaurs, bulls, and stags will provide you with a swift, strong cavalry. But if you find yourself in the woodland, then you must use the birds and smaller creatures. And remember to use the hawks and eagles, for you will find no better lookouts than them.
But you will be there yourself, Aslan.
I can give you no promise of that. But I will give you all the advice I can. And I have great confidence in you, son of Adam.
It was still afternoon when they came down to a place where the river valley had widened out, and the river was broad and shallow. This was the fords of Beruna, and here they made their camp. That evening, something seemed to be wrong with Aslan. He looked so terribly sad, as if his great heart were going to break. Aslan's mood affected everyone that evening, and when they finally went to their beds, Lucy couldn't sleep for thinking about the change which had come over the lion.
Lucy?
Yes?
Can't you get to sleep either?
No, I thought you were asleep. Susan.
But what?
I've got a horrible feeling. Something about Aslan. Either some dreadful thing is going to happen to him, or something dreadful that he's going to do.
Do you really think he's going to leave us tonight, Lucy?
Where is he now? Is he here in the pavilion?
No, I don't think so.
Let's go outside.
and have a look round. We might see him.
All right, let's. We might just as well be doing that as lying awake here. Look.
What?
Over there, just where the trees begin. There's Aslan walking away into the wood.
Come on, let's follow him.
He's going back towards the stone table.
Doesn't look much like the Aslan we first met. He's walking so slowly and hanging his head as if he were terribly tired.
Oh, Lucy, I'm frightened for him.
He's stopping. He's seen us.
Oh, children. Children. Why are you following me?
We couldn't sleep.
Please, may we come with you, wherever you're going?
Well, yes. I should be glad of company tonight. Yes, you may come. If you will promise to stop when I tell you. And after that, leave me to go on alone.
Yes, of course we will.
Thank you, Aslan. Dear Aslan, what is wrong? Can't you tell us?
No. I am sad and lonely. Lay your hands on my mane so that I can feel you're there. And let us walk like that.
And so the girls did what they would never have dared to do without his permission, but what they'd longed to do ever since they first saw him, buried their cold hands in the beautiful sea of fur and stroked it, and so doing, walked with him.
Oh, children, children, here you must stop. And whatever happens, do not let yourselves be seen.
Oh, Aslan.
Farewell. Farewell, both of you.
Should we go back, Lou?
No, let's stay. We can at least hide in those bushes.
And this is what they saw. A great crowd of people were standing all around the stone table. And though the moon was shining, many of them carried torches which burned with eerie-looking red flames and black smoke. But such people... Ogres with monstrous teeth, and wolves and bull-headed men, spirits of evil trees and poisonous plants. In fact, all those who were on the witch's side and whom the wolf had summoned at her command. And right in the middle, standing by the table, was the witch herself.
Ortimies, woozies, ogres, and ettins. Behold, the fool has come. Bind him fast.
Oh, why doesn't he spring on them?
Oh, Aslan, do something.
You there, hags, dwarfs, apes, bind him, I say.
They're rolling him over.
Why does he let them?
Now they're tying him up.
I don't understand why this is all happening.
Well done!
You'd think they'd done something brave. One blow from his paw could have killed all of them.
Drag him to the table!
Stop! First, let him be shaved.
Here, give me the shears. I am not afraid to shave him.
His lovely golden mane.
Why? He's only a great cat after all.
Fraser!
Puss! Puss! Pussy!
How many mice have you caught today, pussycat?
Would you like a saucer of milk?
Pussums!
Oh, Susan, how can they?
I don't know. He looks braver and more beautiful than ever.
Muzzle him!
Fighters, can you?
Make sure those
knots are tied tight. Cowards. Are they still afraid of him even now?
Bring him to the stone table.
Oh, my God, bless the boy.
What is she doing now?
She's sharpening some kind of knife. An ugly, nasty-looking thing that looks as if it's made of stone, not metal. Look, they're lifting him onto the stone table.
Oh, Aslan!
I can see his face in the torchlight. So sad. Not angry, not afraid. Just sad.
And
And now, who has won, Aslan? Fool! Did you think you can save a human traitor? Now I will kill you instead of him as agreed in our pact, and so satisfy the deep magic. But when you are dead, what will prevent me from killing him as well? And who will take him out of my hand then? Understand that you have given me Narnia forever. You have lost your own life, and you have not saved his. In that knowledge, despair and die.
He sees them. They killed him. They killed Aslan.
Oh, God. How could they do it?
Listen to me, my people. Now that the great fool, the great cat, lies dead, we must set about what remains of this war. But do not fear. It will not take us long to crush the human vermin and the traitors and re-establish my rule in Narnia. Come! Follow me!
At this moment, Susan and Lucy were for a few seconds in very great danger. As with a thundering of hoofs and a flurry of foul wings, the whole vile rabble came sweeping off the hilltop and down the slope right past their hiding place.
Susan, look at him. He's terrible. I can't bear to look at him. Horrible muzzle.
Perhaps we could take it off. Here, let's try.
Oh, the knots are so tight.
No, that's loosened it. See?
Oh, let me help. Good, it's coming undone.
There.
Oh, there's blood everywhere. Poor dear Aslan. Do you think we could untie him as well?
We can try. I'll have a go with this knot. See if you can undo that one.
Oh.
No good. Those monsters tie the ropes too tight. I can't even get my fingers into the knots.
So what are we going to do? We can't just leave him like this.
If only Peter were here with his sword. He could cut through the ropes.
I wish all the others were here. It's so lonely, just the two of us.
And Aslan. Although he can't comfort us now. Or ever again.
Lou, look.
I think it's getting lighter.
You're right. The sky over there isn't quite so dark.
Not that anything matters anymore. What's that?
What?
Those little grey things. Oh, how horrid. Nasty little mice crawling all over him. Shh, go away.
Wait, can't you see what they're doing?
Yes, of course. They're nibbling away at the cords.
They freed him. Oh, thank you, little mice.
He looks more like himself without all those ropes.
Only he'll never be himself again. What have they got to sing about?
It must be nearly morning.
Oh, I'm so cold.
Oh, so am I. Let's walk about a bit.
They walked to the eastern edge of the hill and looked down. The country all looked dark grey, but beyond, at the very end of the world, the sea showed pale. The sky began to turn red. Then, at last, as they stood for a moment looking out towards the castle of Caer Paravel, the red turned to gold, along the line where the sea and the sky met. And very slowly up came the edge of the sun.
What's that?
I feel afraid to turn around. Something awful's happening.
They're doing something worse to him. I know they are. Come on, let's look.
Lucy, the stone table.
It's broken in two.
Cracked from end to end.
Oh, no. Aslan's gone.
Come on.
How could they? They might have left the body alone.
Who's done it? What does it mean? Is it magic?
Yes, it is more magic.
There, shining in the sunrise, larger than they'd seen him before, shaking his mane, which had apparently grown again, stood Aslan himself.
Oh, Aslan!
Aslan!
Aren't you dead then? Dear Aslan.
Not now.
Oh, you're real. Oh,
What does it all mean?
It means that though the witch knew the deep magic, there is a magic deeper still which she did not know. Her knowledge goes back only to the dawn of time. But if she could have looked back into the stillness and the darkness before time dawned, she would have read there a different incantation. She would have known that when a willing victim who has committed no treason was killed in a traitor's place, the table would crack and death itself would start working backwards. And now...
Oh, yes, Aslan, now!
Oh, children, I feel my strength coming back to me. Now then, children, catch me if you can.
A mad chase began round and round the hilltop. All three of them rolled over together in a happy, laughing heap of fur and arms and legs.
And now to business. I feel I'm going to roar. You'd better put your fingers in your ears. My, but that was good. Oh. Now, we have a long journey to go. You must ride upon my back and hold tight to my golden mane. And climb on, Susan.
Right.
And climb on, Lucy.
Understand?
We must be off.
It was nearly midday when they found themselves looking down a steep hillside at a castle which was all pointed towers.
The witch's home.
The gates are shut.
How will we get in?
We'll jump over the battlements.
Over the battlements?
Yes. Now hold tight, children. Oh. Here we go!
What a strange place. All those stone animals. Oh, and people, too. It's like a museum.
Shloo, Aslan's doing something.
He's going up to that stone lion. What's he doing?
He's breathing on him, I think.
Yes, you're right, he is. And look what's happening. There's a streak of gold running along the white marble back.
The colour's spreading, licking all over him like a flame.
Then, while his hindquarters were still obviously stone, the lion shook his mane, and all the heavy stone folds rippled into living hair.
Susan, look! All the statues are coming to life!
Oh, yes!
There's a unicorn. Oh, it's so beautiful.
And a centaur, like those who helped rescue Edmund.
Oh, and look at the dwarfs. How happy they all seem.
Oh, look. Now Aslan's breathing on the feet of that great stone giant. Is it safe?
It's all right. Once the feet are put right, all the rest of him will follow.
That wasn't quite what I meant.
Bless me. He must have been asleep. Now... Where's that ratted little witch that was running about on the ground a moment ago? Somewhere just by my feet it was.
The witch is no longer here. You are among friends, and I am Aslan.
Aslan? Well, bless my soul. What has been going on?
Time for explanations later. Now for the inside of the house. Look alive, everyone. Upstairs and downstairs and in my lady's chamber. Leave no corner unsearched. You never know where some poor prisoner may be concealed.
Aslan!
What is it, child?
I found Mr. Tumnus. Oh, do come quick.
I'm coming.
Here he is, over here, under the stairs. I came with Aslan.
Aslan? Oh, dear, dear, dear. Oh, whatever can I say?
Nothing needs to be said. The past is dead and I am alive. As are you, son of the woods.
And so the ransacking of the witch's fortress went on, until at last the whole castle stood empty. Only then did the liberated statues surge back into the courtyard.
The gates are still locked. How are we going to get out?
That'll be all right. You're forgetting the giant. Hi, you up there. What's your name?
Giant Rumblebuffin, if it please your honor.
Well then, Giant Rumblebuffin, can you use that club of yours?
Of course I can, your honor.
Then let us out of this, will you?
Certainly, your honor. It'll be a pleasure. Stand away from the gates, all you